falls across the land of Podcast Network close at hand. Nerds crawl in search of noms, most still living with their moms. Botched Podcast, a group of drunken fools. Games of luck they're bound to lose. Fools' mouths from the worst spilleth, gleefully bathing in their own verbal filth. Breaking the panel, two blowhards and a princess. It's tough to find a group that knows less. Reporting on all things nerdy, their sense of self-worth inexplicably sturdy. Blazing Defender, a fiery report, spits forth truth no one dares retort. A muscle-bound comic book nerd, his love of all things comics never blurred. Pokemon Go, a podcast for all. Children and adults heed the call, in search of furry creatures whom only exist to spell one another's doom. Toy Power, a show not just for tots, discussing toys and possible purchasing plots. They'll inform the very masses and hopefully save some collectors' chapped asses. DC On Screen, discussing visual media. Of that other comic studio synonymous with chlamydia, they once depressed and even bored you. Go watch the new movies, they now implore you. These shows, hoping to entertain, simultaneously rotting every brain, they'll feast upon your remains, drinking your blood like a fine champagne. Head to GiantsEyesTeamUp.com if you dare, or Travis Jones, a new asshole in you, he will tear. Once you listen a single time, the gall of new episodes will ring your skull like a chime. For no mere mortal can resist the dank, evil audio spillers. Can you dig it?
Hey everybody, Dennis here with a little bit of news about this week's episode. Well, it wouldn't be botched unless we had a few fuck-ups, and we had some tech issues this week, and it sounds like Tristan's in a separate room, because we had some issues with his microphone that we did not realize till weeks later. So it would be highly recommended to listen to this episode with your headphones on. Thank you so much, and sorry for the inconvenience. Enjoy the show!
Hey folks, it's me, Justin Robert Young. I do a bunch of stuff like Night Attack and The Jury Show and a million every other podcast in the world. That's me. You may not know it, but I did Serial. Anyway, not long ago, deep in the Appalachian wilds, a group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons and Dragons. Inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes venture forth to explore strange new lands. Gather up your dice, your manuals, and your lives, and join us on a quest to make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Botched, a D&D podcast for your ears and brain.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. 1,000 years ago, this land was green and good, until the crystal cracked. A single piece was lost, a shard of the crystal, and then strife began. 5 new races appeared. The tan, the red, the purple, the white, the black, and the green. Now the green gather in the sacred chamber where the metal hangs above the shaft of air and fire. The green with their hard and twisted bodies and their harsh and twisted wills. For 1,000 years they think they may have ruled. Yet now there are only Rudy Giuliani, a dying empire ruled by a dying emperor, imprisoned within themselves in a dying land. Today, once more they are gathered at Big Tinkerton as the first sun climbs to its peak. For this is the way of the Green Crystal Man, Rudy Giuliani. As they ravage the land, so have they learned to draw new life from the sun. Today, once more, they will replenish themselves, cheat death again, through the power of their source, their treasures, their fate, the Green Crystal.
All right, welcome back to episode 45 of our second season. Thanks so much for tuning in. We are going to start where we left off last time, in the cave, as the group tries to track down a crystal for the cannon that they are trying to create to take down Rudy Giuliani. So, you guys just killed some crystal spiders, so what are you doing now?
Descending further into the darkness.
Okay.
So, my guns didn't set off any gas?
No.
I ignite my hand.
Nope, you set off the gun. No, I'm just
kidding. Good.
Yeah, so you set off your hand, it's like a torch. Yep. So... Yep, so it lights everything up so now everybody can see.
I'll take lead.
Okay. So the narrow passageway opens up into sort of a large chasm. What is it called with the... Well, no, it's got both. Stalactites and stalagmites.
Cave?
Yeah, it's like a cave. So yeah, it's got all that stuff.
Tites are on the ceiling, mites are on the floor.
Yeah, it's got both. So there you go.
You were asking.
Yeah. So...
Just thought I'd help clarify.
It's almost like a forest of these... It seems like they're very cluttered about. There doesn't seem to be like a walking path through the first 50 or 60 feet. And then the stalagmites are on the bottom. The stalagmites sort of clear out and there's not any more of those. But it almost seems like...
A web.
Not a web, but these mossy, like...
Like a grassy knoll?
It's like seaweed, but not in the ocean.
I thought all the knolls were gone.
So as the stalagmites clear out, you sort of find yourself, like I said, it kind of looks like a grayish seaweed. They look like plants. They're just hanging all around you, almost like curtains or so.
Grohl, just make them move, like out of our way. Because you can control plants, right?
Small if plants. They're plants.
Well, they're plants.
Get these plants out of our way.
No, dog, just get these plants out of our way.
It could be fungi.
I don't know how they are at parties, but I just want them out of my way.
Grohl will attempt to move the gangly strands of whatever.
They just move slightly. I mean, they're not like super... They don't have a whole lot of tensile strength. So, I mean, they're just kind of hanging there. They're very small and light.
Brick, burn them.
Yeah, I feel like these are spiders. They have webs.
Just made of spiders.
You go to light it, and they just explode onto you, into your face.
Like in Australia.
Oh my god.
I'm telling Brick to light the plants on fire.
I don't want to.
Okay. So what are you doing?
Don't be such a pushy.
I blow my hand out.
Flame off.
Okay.
Flame off.
All right, your hand goes out. It's now pitch black again.
I can't see you, motherfucker.
Walk towards me. I'm going to move.
Oh, so Grohl, you and I can still see, right?
Yeah,
those two can see, yeah.
Should I find Brock and I punch him in the face? 26.
Misses. And goes right into the plants.
Just hits the plants and then just sort of like move aside.
Through.
It's like punching a curtain.
Would Grohl have any idea what these are, being a dwarf, and these are in caves?
I'm from Big Tinkerton.
He's a cave dwarf.
But from the future.
Yeah, I mean...
Could I do like a history check? Like, oh, wait.
You can do,
yeah, like a
no,
nature
we'll go with nature.
Check?
We'll go with nature,
nature.
Check.
Okay.
Yeah. My an 18. Super
good. 17. You've heard, you haven't seen any personally because the caves normally are cleared the entire way out, so most plant life is decimated and that sort of thing because it gets in the way of the, but you do know of, sort of strange seaweed-like substance that grows in caves and just stretches towards the ground. So you do know of this plant? It does exist.
Would I know if it's like poisonous or anything?
It's not. It's literally just like seaweed, but it grows upside down, sort of in a
cave. And I pull a torch out and I light it on fire and I.
Okay, so when you light it, it sort of takes a little bit to light because it's sort of like a damp, musty kind of thing. So eventually it'll light and it sort of lights the whole way up, and that's the first one that you light on fire.
All right, and using that light, can anyone see anything throughout the room?
So it's kind of hard to see past this. So the whole...
Sea of seaweed?
Yeah, sort of.
Seaweed.
It's like trying to see through layered curtains, like,
I'm like
blinds, I should say.
I can't see through this sea of weed in my brain, man.
How many beers have you had?
Only 12.
Not enough. That's the answer. Yeah, so I would say... The room itself is about 50 feet wide and about 80 feet tall, and you can't really see more than about 15 feet
into this like forest of seaweed looking stuff. Even if you light it up, just because there's too many in the way.
Do we know where we're going?
To a crystal. Yeah.
They just said go in the cave and get the crystal.
We're going down. There's only one
Only one path.
Roll's just going to walk forward then.
Okay. So you just walk through the seaweed. They just kind of pelt you in the face as you walk through. That's fine.
Yeah. No, I'll take out my axe pistols and kind of machete.
Sure.
My way through.
As you're walking.
I cut it to a height that's good enough for me and Cord, but the other two are tall, so they still walk into it.
Are you cutting all of it?
Just what's in my path.
Just in your path. Okay. So as you're walking, you sort of feel this weird, like, sticky substance, and you notice that some of the vines have gotten, like, tangled around your arms.
You might want to watch where you're walking.
Brock, can you light the room on fire now?
I'll light my hand back up.
Okay. Do a perception check roll.
Or is it snakes?
It's a 20.
You're not currently on the ground, and you're slowly being pulled upwards.
Because there's a roper. Got it.
A spider-ish man.
Do I know which strands are pulling me up?
Yeah.
Can I cut them?
Sure, you can cut them.
With your hammer? Cut them?
Yeah, attempt it.
With my axe pistols.
I'll bite him.
How far off the ground is he?
He's about a foot.
Nope.
It's a slow pull at the moment.
Well, then I'm just going to cut all of them.
Okay. Roll attack.
Double missed.
Okay.
I got it. 12.
20.
So you get a pretty good swing, although because of the sheer volume of the strands, it makes it kind of hard to get like enough of momentum to cut through the strands that he has. So now it starts to pick him up faster. So now it's getting harder to hit the strand.
Dennis's goal to kill Groll is coming to
you. Well, he took point. I mean, if any of you taken point, I would have picked you up.
I did get a 12 on both my strikes. I don't know if that...
It didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, my 20 was good enough.
It cut one of them. So one of them is... He's still being pulled up. Now he's being pulled up much faster.
Keep, yeah. I grab keep him. Hacking away.
Strength check.
I assist.
Brick! Save me!
Crit 20.
Set it on fire!
He botched, so the strand snapped in half. And you hear this... Guy? Who?
It's the botcher. It's the plants.
The botcher?
Yeah. You have to roll a percent for a botch.
Yeah, he didn't die. I said the strand... It's a 29. I did roll. You're just not paying attention.
No, you said he botched.
I did say he botched, and I said he didn't... I said the strand snapped.
Okay.
All of a sudden, David Hypan's dead, and all of his permits are denied simultaneously.
Right, now, you don't do that to David Hypan on his birthday.
I don't care. His birthday means nothing to me. No, but you do feel like this weird blackish substance sort of like coming down on top of Groll's head, and you hear this weird like...
It feels black semen on Groll's head.
Sure.
Yes.
Or blood. Semen. It's all the
blood?
Same.
Blood? Can I...
Yeah.
Eat it?
Has it already hit?
It's landed on Groll's head.
Okay,
yeah
so okay. Are you gonna do anything, Groll? Or are you just cool?
I'm
with
wipe it off.
All right. So yeah. So
am I on the ground now?
Yeah, you're on the ground.
Okay.
Can you do a nature check to taste it?
Double
see
check.
What kind of creature it is?
It's a plant. It's a plant object.
It's a roper.
Or maybe it's a spider.
It's like a roper. It's not exactly.
It's roper-esque.
Yeah. It's roper.
What's a roper?
It's like a monster that looks like a stalactite, and
it just
like,
hangs out on the ceiling, and then.
Waits for people to walk into
the fuck out of you.
Yeah. So
have you played Half-Life?
Yeah.
Yeah, those things. That you walk into it and then it picks you up and it's a little chomper at the top. Exactly like that.
Got it.
If you like shine.
No, I get
it.
You don't have to keep telling me. I don't care.
Don't flame on me.
So it lives on
I
the
did
ceiling.
Flame
just your hand.
You flamed off earlier.
Yeah, and you just have your hand on. Can you just go full flame and just kill these things? Just walk through.
I fully flame on.
Oh, you've been fully flamed
on. And
I
put my roller skates on.
Okay.
Your
spider skates?
And his hot pants.
And I change.
Your big-ass headphones.
You change?
And I put my Daisy Dukes on.
Sure.
And I roller skate through the cave.
Performance check.
Crit 20.
You did not.
I assist. I sing his chorus for
you. You suck. 18 plus.
Yeah, you just skate around there. You just walk through the field of these things, and it just lights everything on fire.
Dancing Queen.
Which is kind of a different problem rock. Since you're causing like a massive fire in a small enclosed cave.
No, this is what the group wanted.
Dancing queen.
So it's starting to get hard to breathe.
So we
17.
As it fills with smoke and
so
heat.
We all
someone hold on to me while I amp pack.
Yeah, check your
got it.
Check your helmet also for a smoke filtration.
It does, yeah. All right. It does,
it doesn't water do gas.
It's true, it doesn't
so
do gas.
So there's no reason they would do smoke.
Smoke, air pollution.
Smoke is a gas, technically.
Is it?
This show is a gas.
I think it works on the same premise, but either way.
Fire is also a gas.
What?
Is igniting gas?
Yeah.
Unless it's wood.
Then it's wood. Then it's a solid.
Okay.
Fire is not a
Mr.
solid.
Wizard.
Well, I mean, if fire is wood.
You can't use a Mr. Wizard joke. You just learned about it.
I had heard of it before. So, okay, so that is a current problem that is facing you guys as this entire room is now engulfing in fire.
I hold my breath.
All right.
Because I can hold my breath for 5 minutes.
Okay. Do a...
So we're not going to amp pack? Nobody's going to hold him as he amp
packs? I said I was.
Why would we go up into the smoke? That's dumb.
Amp pack goes straight.
Oh, really?
That was always the issue because you guys would talk about you wanted to go up, but it doesn't go up, so you'd angle.
No, we did it once when they held me.
Angled you. Yeah. That's how. So it's like a cheat, but yeah.
All right. I guess I'll aim it towards the way we came in.
And just wait for it to burn out? That's a great idea.
I don't know.
I'm not being sarcastic. I think it's
great. Yeah, we do that.
Okay. So you just head back
so
out.
You go back.
And
all
wait.
The spiders die. And smoke inhalation.
I skate out.
Okay.
On your Lawler skates.
So you got, do those of you who aren't Grawl, do a con save.
21.
Yeah, you're fine.
17.
You're fine.
15.
You are a bit woozy, but you should be all right, Gord. Yeah.
Oh, well, man.
So you guys are just going to head out the cave and just wait it out for the fire. Okay, so I'm going to say after about a good hour or so, the smoke starts to lessen.
What about Grawl?
What? He just held his breath.
I held my breath. Yeah. Until we got outside.
Excluding Grawl because he was dead.
No.
He held his breath for an hour.
He held his breath. Gotta be safe! as you guys are standing outside waiting, you start to hear the cannons going off, like, ba-doo, ba-doo.
I'm sure it's nothing.
Yeah. And everyone's starting to panic a little bit outside.
Well, it must be fireworks.
Scurrying around. But, so yeah.
Are they celebrating the opening of my new dojo? Is that what it's called?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. So it's been an hour, so you can head back in the cave if you want.
All right, we go back in.
Everyone just get back in.
It looks clear.
All right, so you head all the way back through the area you just went through, and all the roper creatures are dead. They're laying on the ground.
The ropists.
The ropists.
Great podcast.
Full the ropists. They're all dead, so you can just keep on going through that area. Say probably another 50 or so feet, and then it turns into an even larger open cavern.
There's more
rope. No. This one
flame on and skate around.
Just has the random stalactite, stalagmite, but there's none of that seaweed looking stuff.
No, these monsters are the gropers.
Yeah.
Mm.
Give me that butt.
I'm gonna get angry.
I'll stay.
Start getting angry in about 5 minutes.
At least I'm in Tasty Dukes.
Makes it easy. Alright, so you come to this open cavern.
Is there more stalactites than the last one?
Not more. They seem sort of just bigger? Randomly scattered. And some of them are bigger, some of them are smaller. It's just completely random where they are.
Occurring. Do they seem like natural formations?
I just asked that.
Do a nature check.
Do they look natural?
I'm a dwarf. If this were 1E.
I got a
15. I got a 19.
Yeah, they look natural.
Okay.
Natural formations.
We can proceed.
Do a perception check.
Look at the natural formations on that one.
How are you lighting up the room this time? Flame on.
That sounds like a gas can.
Flashlight.
Dark vision.
Flashlight.
Okay. Just checking.
Flashlight.
Light bright? Just a whole bunch of light brights.
Hand out glow sticks and Molly.
Yeah. What'd you guys get for your perception check?
15.
10.
4.
18.
6. 10. 10.
You hear a sort of a rumble. And sounds like falling rock.
Oh, I shouldn't have eaten that Chipotle.
Above and about 100 or so feet away. That's what you hear.
Stay put till rumbling ceases.
Is it tremish?
It doesn't seem that constant. It just seems like the room shook a small amount, and then you heard some rocks falling. Mm-hmm. But it sounded like it was almost localized in one spot.
Someone said something about worms.
Worms, rock monsters, and spiders.
I'll try to walk without rhythm, so I don't attract the worms.
Ooh, the graboids.
Okay.
Try to sneak?
So that's like either dex or performance or acrobatics?
Sure.
So, 22?
You're doing that, walking like a spaz. Yes, you are successful. You can't be surprised, right? Or there's something with monks?
I think that was just Matthew Bennell.
Oh, okay.
I mean, no.
Okay. So, while you're doing your weird spazzy walk, all of a sudden this rock-like web substance sort of cocoons you into the floor.
Not get it some sort of dex save?
You weren't looking in that particular direction or anything, so it just, you seem pretty into your weird spazzy walk that you're doing, because you're trying not to attract graboids. So it sort of hits you and just pins you to the ground.
Alright.
And all of you guys see that, so.
That sucks.
I guess initiative. We'll try and save him.
22.
What'd you get, Cord?
Crit 20.
What's your total then?
I don't. What are we doing? Perception? What are we doing?
It's initiative. So it'll be your dex.
Plus 5.
25, alright. And then, Grohl, what'd you get?
12.
12. So then, first up, it will be Cord.
My helmet has meme attachments.
It has memes in there.
Yeah. It's got Reddit.
Yeah. Oh, there's so much hatred and racism. All right, so there's...
Gun control!
So there's rock webbing. What's going on?
So, currently, David Hypan is completely encased in this weird, crystalline web that's pinned him to the ground. And that's all that's happened so far.
Well, that doesn't look good.
No, it does not.
Does it look like it's sticking to him?
It's fine.
It's hard to tell if it's sticking to him or just if you were to shoot a net that had pins in it. So it's kind of just stuck him into the ground so he can't go anywhere.
Okay, that's fun.
So it's hard to tell if it's sticky or if it's more the other way. But it's very tight on him.
I'm going to hold an action.
Okay.
And wait to see what happens.
Okay. That's fine. You can do that. So then it will be Brock.
I hold an action.
Okay.
I hold an attack.
Okay. Well, then it will be David Hypan.
I guess I'll try to...
hold an action.
No, you should hold your action.
Should I?
Why not?
Everyone else is.
You're not going to be able to strength your way out of that.
Finesse my way out of it. The diamond fist.
Try it.
But you wouldn't be able to punch because you're pinned in tight. It would have to be a
1-inch punch.
Not even an inch.
But
you could strength it, but it's too tight to.
It's a euphemism.
You could try.
That seems futile.
You could get a crit 20. Okay, hold an action.
Grohl lets me out.
All right, Grohl, you're up.
Grohl's gonna rage and go over and pull up the net.
Okay. You just auto...
He's going to get stuck to
complete
you.
Strength checks?
No.
Okay, well then roll strength.
Declaring what I wanted to do.
Okay.
Natural 20, so yes.
Yep, so I just fucking rip it off like nothing. Just...
Hi-ya!
Yep. Danny, what are you doing?
I was waiting for you, my friend.
Give him a kiss on the cheek.
All right. Are you doing anything else with your turn?
Perceiving?
Sure, you can do that.
Nope.
All right, so you don't.
I'm too mad.
Okay. So then from above drops this gigantic crystalline spider. The other ones you fought were the size of a big dog. This one is if four elephants were fucking, in just one constant line. It's a massive creature. And for some reason, it's making noise. Normally spider... I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe if you had a way to amplify what a spider... But it basically just makes this noise, and it has
Shalom.
All kinds of teeth and pincers right around its mouth, like just rows of teeth, and way more than eight eyes. So
can I use my action?
That lands.
Not a spider.
What were your actions? Since it's in the middle of its turn, you held an action. You can then use whatever it was that you were doing.
You're supposed to declare what you're going to do before.
Yeah, you're supposed
you do
to.
It.
Oh, well, my action was an attack.
Yeah.
My action was an attack.
My mm-hmm. action was the wand.
Oh, okay. Who wants to go first in that order? Well, I guess it would be Cord. So, Cord, what are you doing with your wand?
Make it bigger.
Oh, bye.
10. It's not enlarge.
No, it's not.
Ethereal.
No, a stream of 600 large butterflies blind everyone in 25 feet. So, you are all blind. Yeah.
Thanks, Cord.
Everyone.
Behold!
In 25 feet.
The including the creature?
I think it's close enough for that.
I mean, it's got a lot of eyes. There's a lot of butterflies.
So you're all currently blinded by these gigantic butterflies. The giant spider doesn't seem too happy about this. All right, so then up next would be Brock's attack.
I'm blind.
You're blind, yeah.
So with disadvantage?
Can't see. Attack rolls against the creature have disadvantage, yeah. Attack rolls against you have advantage, but...
2.
Nothing.
5.
Just ping!
Do I accidentally hit David Highpan or Grohl?
Yep. No. No. Yeah, no. Doesn't hit anything. You just shoot off into the space. Into nothingness. So then it would be David Highpan.
Advantage on attack, you say?
A disadvantage. It would have advantage if it hits you.
It's not blind.
But it also has disadvantage.
Well, you're all blind, so I guess you just roll normal attack then, I guess.
Crit fail.
All right. You just fall down on your face.
And then all you right. get webbed.
Here's webbing your eye.
Here's webbing your eye. No. Then it will be... Wait, did you ready an attack, or did you just do a bunch of other stuff?
No, so I just pulled the net off of David Highpan, and then...
Okay. So then it'll be the spider who will not be able to see.
Oh, Jesus, what did I walk into?
So he's...
The spider queen is blind.
Going to just sort of flail?
Does he have a butterfly allergy?
No.
Yes. In this world, butterflies eat allergy? Spiders.
Yeah. Did you roll for it? 69 or 100?
It was close, but no. It was a 62, but no. And none of his attacks hit either. He rolled like shit.
It's that butterfly allergy.
Yeah. So then it'll be back around to Cord.
How long are these butterflies here for?
Like a minute.
10 rounds?
10 rounds of not being able to see anything.
Fuck. We could probably just try to sneak leave. Yeah.
You could.
Under the cover of butterflies.
But you also can't see.
So but we have a map of the room before the butterflies fell.
They were being
ignored. Yep. But you currently can't see where anything is, so if you randomly walk into the giant spider...
Fuck you, Cord.
He just eats you.
Why isn't he eating the butterflies? Yeah.
Okay, maybe he will be eating the butterflies.
So he'll probably get full off butterflies.
Okay.
Cord, use the wand again. Mm-hmm. How many charges you got?
And you'll hit a butterfly.
There are no charges. It's infinite. You can literally use it every turn.
Enlarge butterflies. And then we'll have a spider versus Mothra.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, friends. Now I can lead my people to conquering the surface world.
And then he flies up.
He just has to do it in
never
a minute.
Never mind!
Wow, you fucked that place up.
I mean, it was kind
of
like...
Get out of my apartment.
It's like a much worse version of Watership Down.
I guess I'll roll a d4 to figure out what direction I'm going.
Okay.
Forwards, backwards, side, or side. So 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
And I'm going to move...
Okay.
Okay. So I go this way. So I go left.
Left.
Just do left.
Okay.
For
so you just head left.
30 feet until I'm out of the swarm.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. You do that. You're now out of the swarm of butterflies.
All right. And then
protective cover.
And I'm going to hold an action.
Okay. That's fine. Well, what's the action you're
it's
holding?
It's a wand.
Okay. What are you hoping to do with...
I have no idea.
Okay, because what are you waiting to hold it for?
Why don't you just wand?
Because come back around to you.
But you guys are just in the swarm of butterflies, so there's no way for you guys to get out of them.
You think they're going to get out of
them? So we can wand us, or we can wand the spider. That's his options.
Yeah.
Or yourself. Depends on what you roll.
I go left.
What if he goes a mile into the stone?
Okay.
He teleported into solid rock.
That would be...
hilarious.
That would be pretty hilarious, yeah. What are the odds he rolls that again?
I mean, 1 in 40.
1 in 40. It's pretty low.
2.5%
chance. That's a chance we take every time we roll.
It could teleport him directly out of the cave. And outside
and out
the city.
Yeah.
A mile upwards
in the sky. It's a random direction.
Bing, suddenly top of the mountain. Just it's cold. Oh, that's a lot of plants.
So are you going to hold the...
Yeah,
one? Okay, holding it. You are. Okay. And then Mecha Brock, you also went left?
Yeah, I rolled a... what'd you roll?
A 4.
I rolled a 4.
Okay, so you are now out of the swarm, so what are you doing?
Do I guess...
masturbating?
How many feet do
Why
I
not?
Move?
A butterfly.
30?
Masturbating.
What's my
a
move?
A butterfly.
30, I think. Okay. Ish.
I'll do the full 45 for my move.
Okay.
Do I see
You're pretty close to the Brock wall.
The Brock
wall? The Brock wall?
No, the rock wall. Rock.
The Hussein
Obama
wall?
Hussein Obama.
I'm going to start... Oh, I don't have any more movement. Do major illusions interact with objects?
Major yeah.
Do they?
Yeah, they can interact. They might
they
not
pass through them.
Damage.
I'm not trying to damage.
Yeah. Yeah, they can interact. But again, if it's blind, it's not going to see your major illusion anyway.
Major illusion.
Well, you don't know what my major illusion
this
was.
That's true. Butterflies. There's more butterflies.
Major illusion. Minor cantrip.
I'm going to cast a major illusion of a giant bat that flaps its wings, pushing all the butterflies away from the spider.
Okay.
Can I do that?
Sure. So it blows all the butterflies away, and the spider can now see, and you guys can see as well.
And those two aren't blind anymore, correct?
Yes. No one's blind anymore. Okay. Unless you go to the back of the room where the butterflies are now kind of flopping around. Yeah. All right. So you did that. Now do you want to use your
wand?
Wand? All right.
Yeah. I'm excited.
Spider wand in this guy.
He can go. He can grow twice as high. Take a look in a book. I got a 35.
Well, that's new.
You turn the target into a giant toad. So it's the same size, but now it's a toad instead of a spider.
Oh, good.
It's fine. It's. That's I mean, weird. Those spiders exploded.
Yeah.
Mm,
giant toad. Giant toadified.
Is he still aggressive?
Yeah. You're basically like little bugs to him.
We have rules. I think giant
but,
toad
hold
is
on.
The rules.
Oh, he might eat butterflies.
Now he has to fucking do a con check because he might want to try to eat those butterflies.
Yeah, well, they're all behind him now, so he doesn't see them. But yeah, sure.
He might hear them.
He doesn't see them anymore.
What
he
if we...
does not care about the butterflies.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I rolled on. So for, I would say, the next minute, he's going to be a giant toad. So,
do we just want to? Do we want to just get the fuck out of here?
Let's
or
light him on fire because his skin's all spongy.
Oh, is that how toads work?
Do you ever try to light a toad on fire?
Have you?
No. Oh, it's a toad.
Have you not?
Yeah.
Just throw it in a pond.
It's a giant toad.
Big, see if it's a witch.
Wait against a duck.
So is this creature bigger than the exit? It's in the next room.
No.
Sweet.
It is not.
No, it is. It is bigger than the exit hole. Yeah,
but it's not on the exit hole.
No, it's not.
Sweet.
It's got about behind it. You would say about 60 or 70 feet to the exit.
Okay.
How close are we to it?
About 20 some feet.
Nice. It's my turn again.
It is.
Are you just gonna around?
Yup.
Does it get a tax of opportunity?
I don't have any key point.
Okay.
Couldn't you go behind it though? So, yeah.
But still, we get a tax opportunity because you move through it.
Yeah, but what's the range on a
that
giant toad?
Probably fairly far because its mouth can. Bleh.
Yeah, but it's a frog, not a frog. Frogs have a tongue. Toads don't.
Toads don't. There's no toads that have a tongue.
No,
they don't. They don't have the flicky tongue.
Yeah, no.
I mean, they have tongues.
Battle toads, got it.
Dude,
I mean, they're
toads.
Bite +4 to hit, reach 5 feet. 1d10 +2, piercing +5, poison.
They do have a tongue. It's just not nearly as long as a frog. It is a sticky tongue.
Is it? Yeah. Well, there are rules for a giant toad.
Okay.
So instead of having the sticky tongue, it's got a swallow attack.
Okay.
5 foot. I'm just going to stay
out
5 feet.
Yeah, it's all of its abilities are 5 feet.
Okay.
I'll put on my fishnets to get advantage on stuff.
Oh, okay.
That's what I've always been wearing, by the way.
What?
Is this a poisonous toad?
I don't know.
A lot of toads are poisonous.
Yeah, I don't know if it is. I guess you'll find out.
No, a lot of frogs are poisonous.
Poisonous toads.
No, poisonous toads. I just Googled it.
No, toads, a lot of toads are poisonous.
Yeah.
That's their thing.
South Africa, South America and Africa.
Yeah.
Dude, we're not in South Africa and America.
We are in America.
South America and Africa.
This toad was just brought here by a magic wand.
So what are you doing?
I'm lick the back of the toad.
As far around the toad as I can.
Get real high.
We're going to trip our dicks off.
80 feet to the exit.
I'm going
to
run behind it and lick its ass as I run by.
So you would get all the way to the exit. You wouldn't get through the exit, but you'd be around the exit. All
right, because I can do 155.
Oh, if you do 155, you said 80.
55.
I was saying there was 80 that I have to get around, and I have 155 that I can't.
Okay, so you can go into the next room if you want.
I would like to do that.
Okie dokie.
You guys.
So you go into the next room.
And
all right.
Stealth.
Stealth. Roll stealth.
With a 22.
Okay. So then that would be David Hypan's turn. So then it will be Roll's turn.
Sorry, I have. So 24, actually, because I have.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Proficiency?
Yeah, it's fine.
But what's, I think I'm plus 5 on proficiency now. Or plus 4 on level.
You
it's should not be plus, plus 3.
Yeah.
Only 3? So yeah.
Maybe 4.
Same. 24.
Yeah. No, it didn't. It didn't
you should have turned it into a Mario toad.
I didn't have a Mario toad?
Like
what?
A toadstool.
Like rabbit?
What? No, like toad. The toad mushroom stool. Man.
Turn it into a mushroom instead of
a princess is in another castle. No. Toad.
What are you doing, Grawl?
Does Grawl want to run away or try and kill a toad?
Battle toad.
How big is a giant toad?
It's pretty fucking big.
That
I would say it's about 20 feet tall.
Okay, well,
and about
Grawl's gonna go
60
away.
Feet wide.
It's pretty fat.
Yeah.
Yeah, Grawl's just gonna leave. It's 70 feet of movement.
Okay, so you didn't get all the way out of the room.
It's fine.
But you're still in the room. Okay, so you just go around, and then it will be the giant toad's turn. So then it will just turn around and try and eat Grawl.
Nailed it.
Crit 20.
You're right. Dead.
I don't resist.
What?
What?
Resist.
Said
oh, you just
resist.
Get eaten. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so blump, you get eaten. Yep.
What?
He gets swallowed.
Come on.
He got swallowed. What? Didn't say he's instant dead. It just said he got swallowed.
You better kill that toad before it grows.
Look at that toad.
And the...
Ooh. Looks like it wants a hug.
Look at that sex toad.
Are you still raging?
Yeah.
So that in the swallow, he takes 3d6 acid damage at the 3D6. Beginning of each of the toad's turn.
So not on the...
No, itself. Not on the attack.
Okay, so you just get swallowed.
You are considered blinded and restrained, and you have total cover against attacks and other effects outside the toad.
Total.
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 All right, sure, not raging.
If it dies, you are no longer restrained and can escape using 5 feet of movement.
Okay, so it eats him and then turns back around to the rest of the group, but it's not going to get a chance to attack. So it's just turned around right there at the exit. So it's kind of blocking the exit now.
So it got eaten but didn't take damage.
Yeah, no. You don't take damage until its turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
So which is now.
Or no, wouldn't it be his turn?
No, it's the toad's turn.
Oh, it's on the toad's turn. Okay. Yeah. No, it's not your turn right now. It would be Cord's turn.
The toad's turn.
Yeah, the toad just went.
Yeah.
I don't want to wand it now.
Cord, do it.
Toad. Oh, you should totally.
Wand that toad. Wand that toad.
Put Grawl's in it.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Fuck Grawl.
It'll make things real interesting.
Yeah,
if
wand
dies,
the toad.
He'll be a gnome in the village, and we still get to fire the gun.
Wand it?
Yeah.
No, alrighty.
Because you can consult Grawl while he's in the gullet of the toad.
Grawl, what do you want me to do?
Wand it.
Wabbit.
Okay.
Wabbit.
12.
A 12. 30 feet of darkness centered 30 feet away, so now you just have like a big zone of darkness centered pretty close to the toad. So you can't see anything.
That didn't do anything good!
What happened? It's still dark.
Darkness! Imprisoning you!
in a big toad. Absolute horror.
All right. Are you doing anything else?
I'm going to the exit.
Backwards? Or like the one that's at the other end of the room?
The one we're trying to get to.
Okay. Because the toad's blocking the exit currently. It backed that ass up.
But Grohl didn't make it all the way there.
No. So the toad ate him and then basically turned around and then nestled its ass against the exit so nobody else could get out.
I know what I'm going to shoot. That toad ass. Grohl, I'm coming for you.
That's what they all say.
He crawled 50 miles through the toad's intestines and came out clean on the other side.
This is your
fault. All right, well, I'll do a move action and then attack with a boomerang.
Okay.
Backwards, so 45 feet back.
So would you be able to see it since it's currently covered up by darkness?
Well, it's 30 feet, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so yeah, I guess you'd see some of it sticking out.
Yeah, so I'll you could still hit it. 20.
Yeah, it's going to hit.
So 23 damage.
Alrighty. So you whack this thing.
Right off.
Yep, whack it right off, and it just comes Grohl right out of its face hole.
Whacking it, whacking it, whacking it.
Hacking and whacking and chopping that meat.
Wow.
Alright, so then it will be...
My turn.
Yep, Brock.
Mm-hmm. Heavy weapon is -5.
What?
What are you talking about?
The feat that gives me +10 to damage.
Oh, yeah, great weapon is -5 to hit, +10 to damage.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to use my feet.
Okay.
To attack, you're going to kick him?
You have great strength
of feet. Great strength of feet.
What part of the toad can I see?
The side of it.
The side of it?
Yeah, so like the back leg. And
can I see like its back right here around like... Human kidney?
Yeah, kind of. Right,
that's where I'm going.
The hind end of it.
Near the oysters?
Yeah, let me pull up my toad anatomy chart that I actually have up.
Jesus.
Fuck you, Dennis. We have the internet.
That's fine.
I'm out. Let me just do it. Yep, crit 20 on nature.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to go for the kidney.
Okay. Okay.
These are D6s. Oh, yeah, because I'm using that.
Mm-hmm. Roll your attack.
Test your might.
Crit 20.
Jesus Christ, you and your crit 20.
Oh my God. So +10
okay.
times 2, 48 damage.
Ooh, nice. You cut a pretty big gash in the side of this toad.
And I stick my head in there. Grohl! Can you hear me? Perception, Grohl? Did you hear me?
Roll perception?
No,
nope.
No, you didn't.
I'm going to attack natural again one. In the same spot.
Okay.
I'm using the feet again.
Yep.
15.
No.
Okay.
All right, so that's all for you.
Is it a mage?
No, it's not a mage.
Then I get two health back.
Okay.
Because I get two health. Is it two health? Yeah, lifesteal 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to... How far away was I from the...
You were pretty far. Yeah, because it had to go and get Grohl.
Okay.
So you had to use your move to get up to it.
Do I have any other actions left? I lick the toad.
Okay. You're dead. It's a poisonous toad.
That's why I would trip balls before I died.
Nope. Just straight dead. Not fun at all.
I'm actually tripping. People think I'm dead.
Yeah.
But I'm tripping so hard that I look like I'm having heart failure.
All right, so Grohl, you're up? Or no? David Hypan's up, my bad.
I guess I'll rip this toad of new assholes since it's sitting on the exit that I just exited.
Okay.
I guess I'll use my diamond gloves because I get more attacks that way.
Okay. So you're just going to run up, punch it in the ass?
Thrice.
Did I end up hitting any toad organs?
No.
You 16... cut
a pretty big gash in the side, but that's about
it. All right.
What?
Look at that gash.
22. Hits.
And 28.
Hits.
15 is 29 all day.
Alrighty.
Right in his ass.
So it is not super happy.
Right in his head and ass.
Punching it right in his asshole.
Just doing like a speed punch drill right in the toad's asshole.
Okay. Grohl, what are you doing?
Taking damage from being in a toad's stomach.
You can try to cut your way out.
And try to... Get out.
Okay.
Esophagus and happy, say.
Restrained creature speed is 0, and it cannot benefit from any bonus to its speed. Attack rolls have advantage against you. Your attack rolls have disadvantage, and you have disadvantage on dexterity saving throws.
So strength yourself out?
So how do I get out?
How you get out is you make attacks.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And kill it.
So, we kill it from the inside out.
Yeah.
Reckless attack with the hammer, great weapon.
So you have disadvantage?
I have disadvantage, but I have advantage when I do reckless, so that makes it a regular roll.
Okay. And when you're doing reckless, don't you take extra damage or something?
Enemies have advantage against me, but so I'm in a toad stomach.
Double advantage against you?
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter, because
no, yeah. It's just you can only have advantage or disadvantage.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So I got a 18.
Hits.
Okay. Second attack from inside the toad stomach is also a 18.
Hits.
16 to 26 on the first one, and 25 on the second.
All right, so 51 damage, right?
Yep.
All right. It is not dead. The toad stomach is looking pretty rough. It's not quite good enough for you to like climb all the way out of it yet, but it is looking pretty rough.
I mean, I am hitting it with a hammer.
Yeah. So so then it will be the toad's turn. So then you take 3d6
now I take
acid damage. You're going to take 12 damage. Roll a con check again for me. This is poison.
20.
Yep. You're fine for that.
And you said 12?
Yep.
So that brings me down to 119.
Okay. And the toad is going to try and turn and also swallow Mecha Brock.
You can only have one target swallowed.
Oh, okay. So you just would bite him then, I guess?
Yep.
Okay.
So he's got no teeth. Toads don't have teeth.
Yeah, neither do birds.
Things do bite attacks.
You ever get bit by a bird, Phil?
No, because I'm not an idiot.
5 foot reach.
I'd punch a bird right in the face before it ever got close.
Plus 4 to hit.
Crush it with your fingers. I almost got bit by a bird.
Damage is 1d10 plus 2.
Okay.
Plus 5 average or 1d10 poison damage.
Okay.
What's your AC? And the target is grappled with a DC of 13.
Okay. What's your AC?
A pelican. I almost got bit by a pelican once down in Florida. Big ass pelican.
What's your AC?
But then I fucking gave it the Stone Cold.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Anyway, what's my AC? Yeah. It's either 17 or 19.
Well, it's going to hit you either way.
It's probably 19.
You
with our new armoires.
8 damage, and then what'd you say? Was it 13 to be grappled?
Yeah, it's a DC of 13.
It's a smart man's joke.
So roll strength, I guess.
Strength? Is that a save?
It's a grapple check, so strength.
Yeah.
Grapple, so it's either athletics or acrobatics if you're the defender.
Mm. Okay, so you're rolling athletics.
But he hasn't seen the defenders.
It's a good series, actually.
17.
Yeah, so you're not grappled. Do a con check for me, or con save, I should say.
Dan and Rand look good at fighting.
For a change.
So is this plus proficiency, yes?
Con save?
Or is it just con?
If it's
con save.
So it's just my con modifier plus my...
Istanbul, not
con. Got it. Oh, boy, so, fuck.
Do fighters get con? 8. As the one of their saves?
All right, so you are con? Poisoned.
That's what he has written down.
I'm pretty sure they do.
All right.
You get your modifier.
So then, at that point, we're going to take a break.
Oh, shit! I didn't even see you guys sneak up on me. Hey, it's me, Ralph, from Season 1. Coming back to drop you a Patreon ad. You must wonder, hey, why? Why is Ralph back? Well, I'll tell you why. Halloween Patreon one-offs. I'm back. You get to finally see what happens to me after I explode for playing the cat keyboard too fucking sweet. $3 a month unlocks those one-offs for you every month. $5 brings you into the Discord, hang out with the community with Captain Hygiene, Big Jim, and Black Gary. $10 a month, you get to make traps, NPCs like Kamash, fuck with the actual players. And for $50 a month, if you got the dough, we got the stories. Dennis will call you on your personal telephone device and read you a bedtime story once a week. That's patreon.com/botchpodcast. If you miss me and other favorites during the season one, we're all back. We're all back for the Patreon this month. Except Chad Brochill. Unfortunately, he's back. But head on over. Donate your $3 a month. Let's have some fun. All right. Back to the fucking D&D playing. Will you play the Tarantello or the hounds they start to roar?
And we're back. All right. So, as we left off, the giant toad was attacking. But do a perception check for me, David Highpan.
Don't count that one. Seven.
All right, you have no idea what's happening.
It's actually a better roll.
All of a sudden, you feel something wrap around both of your ankles.
Is it the toad's asshole?
No, it's. It seems like it's coming from behind you
it
in the other room.
It came from behind.
Yeah.
Just FYI, is it Ziggy back? Yeah.
Yeah, we never found the body.
So then it will be Court's turn.
A ropist. Oh, I will, I guess I'm gonna wand it.
Okay.
Do it.
Thank you.
Wand it.
Not you.
Doesn't save you.
Can I deflect missile, the thing from behind?
21.
It's not a missile.
It's a reaction.
Let's see. Low's you, high's the toad. You can't really tell a difference.
Even the parts of the toad I can see.
Yeah. Can't really tell a difference.
Speak. Yell at the toad.
I'm going to yell at the toad.
It changes to the opposite sex. So if it was you, you'd then be a chick. Right? Yeah. Change to opposite sex.
Hello, guys. Look at my tits.
But it's not you. It's the toad. But
thank
can't really
God
tell
for Bessie and her tits.
Toad I can't just... say anything.
The toad now has a giant dick and just starts...
It was a female?
It was, yeah.
She was a female.
You
she
assumed was... my identity.
Clunk, clunk, clunk.
Not again!
All right, are you doing anything else other than wanding?
I'm going to boomerang him.
Okay.
With a 20.
Hits?
30, sorry, 30.
Oh, it's too high, yeah.
Too high. Well, I got too high with 8 damage.
All righty.
I got too high.
Damblage.
Then it will be Brock.
He's busy trying to get an upkilt shot.
I'm attacking heavy weapon in the same spot that I hit before.
Okay. Well, you know, men that wear kilts never get caught with their pants down.
Well, yeah, they aren't wearing pants.
17.
So I divide your
to
legs.
To hit it?
Yeah.
Yep, you hit
I've
it.
I've only had 12. What are you talking about?
That's good math.
That's some good math.
That's good math.
You're up.
Yeah, I hit 20 damage.
Come on, do your math already.
Jesus. So you cut that gash in its side even bigger, and some of its entrails are starting to pop out.
That
gash? Oh yeah. Cut the
again.
Shit.
23.
All right, so now it's even bigger.
No. That was the to attack.
Hit. Yeah, no, that hit.
So then it's 12. Plus 10 is 22, plus...
Cutting on that gash.
Come on.
27 damage.
Cut. Cutting on that gash.
Cut it, cut.
It's looking pretty rough as its guts are starting to fall out the side of it.
Why can't we do a musical podcast?
Because you hate musicals.
That's right. Yeah. You always say it until we get to the point where we start to sing.
Yeah, I don't
want to
do it anymore.
And then you don't want to do it.
Nah. So we should do it.
We have to do it on a Monday.
Those though. Are all the minisodes. It's just going to be one long musical.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
What?
Yeah, sci-fi
and then I'm
picked
going
it up.
To...
So, expected to be canceled in 4 seasons.
What are you doing?
Let's let Phil finish.
Is there any room that I can move?
No. You didn't chop off like the back end of it. So. All
right. I do nothing.
All right. So then it will be David Highpan.
I'm being grabbed from behind?
Yes.
What can I do about that?
You can look at it. You can try and free yourself. Whatever you
can
do.
Stop. Get into it.
We'll look at it first.
All right, so if you look down, there are two gravelly tentacles wrapped around your legs. Like, each leg has its own gravelly leg.
Rock dicks.
Kind of like a rock dick, yeah.
Okay.
And if you just turn around and look, it's this massive... It looks like a graboid, but more rocky. It has a rock? Yeah.
Monster!
It's very scaly and hard looking. It, like, the normal graboid, just the front of it looked hard, and then the back end looked gooey, sort of. This one's very different. This one looks like it burrows through rock.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, it's got its mouth open, and it's got its tentacles around you, and it's about to pull you in.
So, I could try to dex out of that?
It's got you...
its graboid-ness?
You can try and slip the two tentacles if you want.
Okay.
Do two dex checks. Dex versus
23.
Okay.
And 19.
You slip the first one, but not the second one.
Okay.
So you have one tentacle wrapped around you, and the other one sort of just is there.
It's getting
it's
kinky.
Not wrapped around you anymore.
Kinky.
So you could
do about the second one.
You can attack it. You have diamond gloves.
I'm gonna punch that tentacle.
Punch that tentacle.
That's what I used to tell my girlfriend all the time.
Punch that tentacle. But honey, no. Punch it.
17.
Right in the base.
25 and a 15?
Everyone but the 15 hits.
Okay. 18 damage.
You mash it up pretty bad. But it's not all the way like...
It's not severed.
Yeah, it's not severed, but it's pretty pulpy.
It's not pulling me any further.
Not really, no.
Okay.
It's going to have pretty weak strength on it.
Yeah,
I guess I'll spend a key point to do Flurry of Blows.
Okay.
Flurry of Bros.
Yeah.
And to do...
You throw a bunch of bros at it?
Two unarmed attacks.
Bro. So!
26 and a 12?
They both hit.
Okay.
Actually, the 12 doesn't. Sorry.
So, I do... 14 more damage to it.
So you punch this tentacle right in the pulpy head, and it just explodes somehow, and it's just shattered, and the last little bit of the tentacle just wriggles back into its mouth like a tape measure does when you let it out too far and hit the button.
As I explode the tentacle and it wriggles back in its mouth,
mm-hmm.
I want to explode up into the frog's rectum so they can't get me anymore. Because the frog is asshole is sitting on the hole in front of me.
Dive into it.
Dive up that hole.
Okay.
Because that seems more safe than
sure.
The rock monster.
I mean, it's not like a gaping asshole. It's not like it just goats eat you or anything.
I mean, I punched it for 30 damage before.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you
it's only slightly prolapsed.
You gotta.
You've been, tenderizing it.
Yeah.
Prepping it. For insertion.
So I'm going to have it strength check that asshole, and then you're going to try and...
For its rectal strength.
Crawl your way up inside it?
I was going to say kind of dex guy.
Yeah, I got that. Like, it's still going to try and keep you... It's going to clench, basically.
Ooh,
it's going to clench and try and keep you out.
Yeah, are you resistant to sphincter damage?
Yeah. I'm going to laugh if you get stuck.
And poisoned, because there's shit in there.
Well, I mean, it's...
All right, Mr. Lemmy Winks.
What am I rolling?
We'll go with a dex check.
I got 20.
You just glide right up that asshole like a slip and slide. Just
slip and slide.
And the frog makes a very audible. It was not at all pleased with how that turned out.
Wait, does he throw up Grohl?
I'm not going to say that he replaces him like through all of his intestine.
No, like, no, no, in shock.
Like, oh, shock.
I bump Grohl out. Grohl out.
You just take his place.
Thrall is ready.
No, it doesn't.
Oh. Thoreau?
It just goes.
Thoreau. It throws you out.
So it's in pretty rough shape. Then it'll be Grohl's turn.
Grohl's going to... Hit the toad guts again.
Sure.
Reckless.
Safe for now.
Reckless, great weapon. 20 on the first and a 9 on the second.
First hits, second hit.
4. 27 damage.
All right, it is in rough shape, and you've made a hole in its stomach. It doesn't go the whole way out of it, but there's a hole in its stomach, so you can at least get out of the acid, sort of.
Hey guys, help me! I'm in the stomach.
Everything's moving. I'm seeing things. It's crazy.
It's all dark in here, and I can't get out.
So then it is the creature's turn. So
before the creature goes, I'm kind of imagining like David Highpan diving through the frog's
guts,
punched up sphincter. Ass guts.
Yeah, you did that.
Like, and it's kind of like a side view, like a Wes Anderson film.
Uh huh.
Like
you're up inside. You're all up in.
All up okay. in them guts.
Yeah. Yeah, you're up in there.
Hey, can I ask a question?
Sure. Why? It's a good question.
No, I'm not worried about that.
Par for the course?
Yeah. How many rounds does it stay a toad?
That's a good question.
For another 2 rounds.
Do spiders have buttholes?
No. I mean, they probably
I guess you
do.
Could have jumped into its spinneret.
Yeah, but like if it just they probably have space, it. That would just fall.
Yeah, they have a waste removal system. There's
yeah,
a, there's
they
a...
have to.
Do they?
They're not just perfect.
They're spiders.
Yeah, it's not xenomorphs.
From the front, but not the back, because it's all silk production.
I'll Google it. We'll keep going.
Do spiders have assholes?
Google.
Yeah. Okay, Google.
Spider butthole.
I type in "do spiders" and the first one responds is poop. Do spiders poop?
It knows.
Obviously,
Google has been listening to the podcast.
Oh, it definitely does. I'll be having a conversation with somebody and then start typing, and it knows immediately what I'm looking for, and I'm like,
"Is Kamosh a piece of shit? Oh my god! He is.
I even know that." And it's just all articles by Big Jim that say, "No, it's not." He's a good person.
But if you look
you,
up
Big Jim.
on the image search, it's just poops.
Yep.
So that's what I've been doing this month. It's just posting pictures of shit with.
They don't poop.
The name okay. They don't poop. All right.
But
what?
How?
They produce everything into a
web
acid.
That sucks.
And then what do they do with that acid?
It's 2 times this episode.
You take 14 damage, Brock, and do 2 con saves.
Fuck you,
bro. Oh, sorry, I almost forgot. You're already poisoned. Mm-hmm. Sorry, you take 16 damage. What'd you get for your con save?
I failed them both.
Oh, you failed them both? Okay.
Yoth.
Stop it.
Spiders do poop.
You take 20 damage right,
so
instead.
All
right, so which one
articles?
Is it? They do poop or
Reddit
don't poop?
Reddit tells me it poops. So
Reddit says it, then.
Yeah, well,
then
great,
it's obviously right. All right, so that's the spider.
20 damage?
Yeah.
Does Grohl still take acid damage from being in the toad stomach?
Didn't have you take any, or did you just stay in the stomach, or did you move into the other parts of it?
He cut through the stomach.
I tried to move into them.
Okay. Yeah, so no, you're not going to take any acid damage. You're just kind of suffocating.
Just kind of there.
What do you suffocate?
Eventually.
But I guess
he doesn't have that.
For 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. So he doesn't have the suffocation condition.
Sure. Cord, you're up.
He's breathing through.
One more turn for this toad to not be a toad anymore.
Retcon, Grohl is holding his breath.
That's
okay.
We know that.
For too many years to
Are
come.
Are you wanding again?
Uh-huh. 30.
Okay.
We're all dead.
Nothing happens right now.
Oh, that's not ominous.
Seems like nothing's
I'm
happening.
I'm gonna try and talk.
Please kill it right now.
When
kill
you talk,
it
sounds like
angels
10 times louder than anything you've ever heard before.
Hey guys, what's going on? Holy shit, why am I so loud?
But it's loud to everyone.
Even those of us inside of the toads.
Yeah.
So then do we all have
it's
to 10 do...
times louder. It's just obnoxious.
Checks?
It was obnoxious before.
It's just obnoxious.
Tinnitus or
you guys have...
still have tinnitus.
And it's all sounds, by the way. It's not just
talking. Oh, all sounds.
All sounds are 10 times louder. So
good
luck with stealth checks.
For how long?
Ever.
I think I put a day.
Oh, shit.
Oh no!
For a day.
Oh Jesus.
Fuck you, Cord.
All right.
We could have gotten through the next room totally fine.
You already alerted me
because I was going to tell you what was in it. But now it's,
It's full of graboids!
We should be stealthy! So, like, it just affects all of us, or just...
Yeah.
All across all of existence, everybody, all sounds.
No, everybody in that room is then affected.
Where we...
Oh, that
sound
room.
Is 10 times louder.
We may, just in the room?
I mean, whoever was in that... Whatever existed in that room at that moment... For the day is then affected.
Oh.
Am I technically in the room? Because like at the same time, I'm diving into Toad's ass.
The Toad's still in that room, so yes.
But like at the same time that he casted it, was I like mid dive?
No.
Because it's all happening at once.
No, because he went in a different round.
Okay.
So right, that's check. A different round technically.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm gonna hit it with Boomerang.
Okay. It's looking pretty fucked.
Thud! 30 damage. Right, I mean, just not 30 damage. 30
I was
to
like,
hit.
Jesus, that's
9 damage.
I don't remember that boomerang being then.
5 million damage.
9 damage, that we said?
9 damage.
9 damage.
Dead Toad?
No, not yet. Still
no, kill this fucking
looking
toad.
Rough.
I'm waiting
Brock,
for my
up.
Turn. I lick my blade.
Do you?
Before it digests my...
Do you?
Yeah, does it heal me?
Do another con save.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. If I said it healed you, you'd be like, yeah, look at that fucking sword.
Yeah, look at all the way up and down.
Use my feet. I miss.
Okay.
Going to attack again. 18.
Hits.
25.
It is in really rough shape now. Like, it is barely moving around at this point.
I'm going to action surge.
Okay.
And attack it again.
What?
Okay.
Phil's actually using his class's
abilities. He remembered.
Abilities.
He had things.
He remembered.
I just like to save him for when I miss. Just kidding. I crit 20! But I didn't roll that much damage.
That's fine.
6 plus 10.
16.
16 plus 5. 21.
Whoa, boy, it is.
Damn it!
It is almost all the way dead.
So then, hold on. An action surge resets... My attack action?
No, it's just one action.
So
one.
I don't get to double
attack. Get the one.
So then
hold
it's...
on.
So if you have two attacks normally, you get two attacks.
Oh, yeah.
I attack again!
So it's an action.
Yeah.
And I use my devil feet!
He's missile kicking it.
This time, yeah. I do 18 to hit.
Hits.
And I do...
7 damage.
23 damage!
You hit this toad in the side of the head, and its fucking eyeball, it's like popping a water balloon, and it all just sort of just flop, like sloughs out of his head, and it goes...
And oh, just, that's fucking disgusting.
And just flops forward,
does
and
it
just...
same thing happen to its asshole?
And it shits you right into the graboid's mouth.
Oh. Maybe I can grab the edge of the... Yeah, right? The asshole?
No, it doesn't shit you out.
It should.
Not at all?
No, it's just totally loose. It's not always true.
I feel like the sphincter relaxes.
It does relax, but you're the one that dove up it, so I mean...
Probably
it was,
like
it was trying to keep you out. So it now has no sort of...
The change in pressure inside of its intestines.
We established that this was the next round. So I dove, I stopped, and then it released.
Yeah. So now it has nothing to push
you
out.
So you can crawl back out.
Yeah. If you wanted to crawl out, you could. But there's nothing pushing you out or anything like that.
And it turns back into a spider
Shouldn't
next
all the
turn.
Shit that I'm in flow out the back?
I mean, some of it might. But again, spiders don't poop, so it wouldn't have made poop that
it's
fast.
No, spiders do poop.
It died as a toad.
Oh, they do poop? I thought
that's,
they
that's
did.
The second thing we heard.
That's what Reddit
that's
said.
That's what Reddit said.
Oh, okay.
I think Phil stopped poop. Researching. Like, you know.
When Reddit told me it was done, that's... A little sparrow appears to you, David Highpan.
And also, it died as a toad, so toads do shit.
You must make it to the catatafish.
You're now running.
A great adventure is waiting for you ahead. Carry onwards, David Highpan, or you will soon be dead. The road ahead.
I'd like to, if I'm not actually being shed out the anus into the cave that I came from.
Sure.
I would like to punch my 5 feet out.
The top?
The top, so that I'm not in the graboid cave.
Okay, you can do that. It doesn't even, you don't even have to Well, roll, just in case.
Not crit fail.
Okay, so yeah, you just punch your way out the top of it, and you just pop out the top of
the
toad.
I once planked for 3 days to shave my life. Yeah, 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 and I'm out.
Yep. Grohl.
Grohl's going to try and climb out that hole inside.
You just use 5 feet of movement, and you're out and prone.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm out, and I'm prone.
You're just covered in
and
toad
I use
insides.
Half gonna, my movement to I'm, stand back up.
Todaki.
I was going to prone bone him.
Too late.
Okay, so you are all out. Right after Grohl gets out of the toad, it changes back into that crystalline spider, but it's still dead.
And it explodes.
It doesn't explode. It's just dead.
Guys.
Yeah. Yeah!
Oh, shut up. Jesus Christ. The next room.
You should turn the gain up.
Is full.
Jesus.
That's pretty good. Oh, that's really loud.
It whispers gotcha. Like a yell.
No, did you turn the gain up?
Wait, everybody's?
Yeah, really? Everyone in this room.
We're all loud.
Fuck that.
Yeah, no. We're all super fucking loud.
I thought it was just Cord.
No, it's everybody.
Oh, no. Shit!
The next room is full of graboids.
Which Grabby boys?
Made of rocks.
Frat boys.
You've never been to the Mushroom Kingdom?
Fuck boys.
Derek, I don't know what a graboid is.
Do a perception check.
They grab you.
Graboids, bears?
23.
15.
12.
7.
Other than,
not the toad corpse.
That's fine. Other than Mechabrock, you can all feel a slight rumble, and you can see little indentations in the ground as it seems like something's burrowing underneath the rock towards your group.
Grab a spear and pole vault with me.
You mean like a dune?
Yeah, don't walk without rhythm.
What?
The thing I tried to do in this room, but it's better for the next room.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Jump up its asshole, you say?
Yes, yes, it was...
Learn from the master.
Yes.
Okay, so what are each of you doing then?
Grabbing a pole and pole vaulting?
You grab your dick. I don't know how that's going to help you with pole vaulting.
I'm going to do cock push-ups.
Grab what
you only need one.
You only need to do one.
I don't know what that means. I've heard it many times.
I'll show you.
I know.
Hammer down?
What's David Highpan doing?
He's sitting on top of a dead spider.
Yeah.
So he's okay.
I get on top of the spider as well.
Okay. So you just climb on top. Do a check just to make sure. Athletics.
17 plus.
Yep, you're fine. Cord, what are you doing?
You get on the spider.
Alrighty.
I don't botch.
All right. Grohl, what are you doing?
Grohl gets on the spider too, because everyone's doing it.
Okay.
I don't botch.
All right. So you guys are all standing on top of the spider. As the group is figuring out what to do with the graboid problem, we are going to call it. So thanks so much for tuning in. Check us out next time.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Botch Podcast. Thanks to the people who support us over at patreon.com/botchpodcast, like our newest patron, Todd M. And please head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review.
And as always, if you're curious about the anatomy of different forms of life, go to Reddit and you'll probably see some terrible racist banter.
And dive up their asshole.
Oh yeah, and we're botched, so say that.
See you next week, nerds. I'm a kid now. You're his fucking godfather.
Am I?
No. God, no.
Am I?
God, no. This picture's on your fridge.
I've just been jacking off today.
That's fine.